Today is, what's the date?
20th.
12/20/2015. I'm Paul A. Baalbeck III for the video or audio ministry and for anyone who doesn't know me. And I'm filling in for the pastor today. Again, keep him in prayer. He's got a herniated disc. And I so appreciate, and I know so many here do, his ministry. He's been a faithful pastor for years, holding the grace message against a lot of, you know, ridden and telephone attacks or whatever, you know. But that's part, goes par with the course of standing for grace truth, right? Well, it's almost Christmas, isn't it?
Yep.
See, yous are more on than I am because the pastor asked me to cover for him. Well, I figured, I've been doing like a series, basic training and right division. So I was preparing part four up till 2 days ago, and I thought, wait a minute, this is the Sunday before Christmas. So I started a whole new message. So that is a commercial for next time I teach Sunday school or preach. But so the message today is put together a little bit late. I usually try and study, because that's what a Bible teacher or a minister should do. Study, and how do you study? Rightly divide it, and prepare, and then depend on the Holy Spirit, because He's got to do it through us. So the name of my message today is The Gift Above All Gifts. Before I start, and I want to, as always, Dave, you know how it is, got a lot of verses. I'm going to try not to stay one a lot, but we're going to look at some things about the incarnation, because that's what Christmas is about. To me, that's a celebration. Now, what I want to say is some believers don't celebrate Christmas, and I respect that. I do, and some do. What I want to say is that Paul says one believer will esteem one day, you know, above another, another won't. But they both do it to God. So let's respect each other. And for me, I'm not celebrating just going and getting some gifts and the Christmas tree and, you know, the family. I do celebrate that. But you know what I focus on? The incarnation. What a wonderful truth.
Amen.
That God the Son took on human flesh. And so we're going to go from there. First, we're going to deal with some facts around the incarnation, and then we're going to deal with some facts and traditions that are built around it that ain't true, that you know, philosophies and traditions meant. Paul tells us to watch out for that. So anyway, first we're going to go to Matthew 1:18-25. So, Merry Christmas, everybody, while everybody's getting their things. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. See, when you know, you can just read the Bible. There's a difference of reading it and studying it. You look at them words. You know, it's funny how sometimes even when I'm studying myself, you know, pick things up. But sometimes when I'm preaching, it's like the Holy Spirit brings it out because He wants us to know about certain things. He wants us to know details. And this is very important. Mary was a virgin. Now, I don't know if you know how important that is. Well, we'll see as we keep going. Like I said, I don't want to stay and not finish the rest. But see, Mary was a spouse of Joseph, right? That's like what we would call engaged. But in that day, a spouse was the same idea as marriage. But you didn't have union yet. That's why, actually, I have heard it put, and you know, I won't argue with nobody about it. we're not the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is Israel, I believe. Now, some grace believers believe we are. But See, they didn't have union with Christ yet. They were in a spousal stage, and God divorced them with their rejection of Christ. But he's going to marry them, and then they're going to have union. Paul says, we have union. We're one with Christ. To me, that's a difference. So we're not the bride. We're the body of Christ. But anyway, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and I want to stop there. We're going to see Mary. We need to honor her, but don't give her things that Scripture doesn't. And we'll see in a minute some things built around her, some teachings that aren't true. But Joseph kind of gets burnt a little bit, if you ask me, ripped off. Joseph, he finds out the one he's espoused to is pregnant. So now he could have took her and had her stoned, you know, for that. But look at Joseph. So let's give him some honor also. He was a good man. I'm sure that's why God chose him. You know, Joseph wasn't Christ's biological father, but in every other way, he was a stepfather. He was his father. I know I'm a stepfather, so, you know, you try and treat them as you would your own child. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, verse 19, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Look at that. What a guy. He could have been mad and said, I'm going to show you. I'm going to front you out front of everybody, and you're going to get stoned. And not on weed, not getting drunk. You know, that was a different kind of stoning they did. They did it with real stones. For while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want to say another thing. Who was Jesus' people? Israel. The Jewish people, right? The Hebrews. You know, in Isaiah, I believe it's in 53, I'm not going to go back there, he says where, talked about by his stripes they're healed, and he said he will die for my people. Who is Isaiah's people? Nation Israel, right? See, in time past, you can, now what people do, they read further Revelation and take what Christ revealed to Paul and try and bring it back there. But it wasn't known back then that God was going to form the body of Christ through his death, burial, and resurrection, right? So that's just a little extra. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin. See that? Now, liberals, our liberal friends, but I wish they wouldn't call themselves Christians, because they don't believe in what true believers believe in, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the virgin birth, the triunity, the Trinity. They just think that in the Bible there's a lot of nice stories and myths to make us better people. Yeah. No. See, they try and say this just means a young girl. Did you see up? See, context always. Scripture interprets Scripture, right? And where in verse 18 it said, before they came together. Right? Here, virgin. And if you look in the Old Testament, that was prophesied. It wasn't something, a last minute thing that God was doing, you know. It says in, I got to stick to the message. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And then also, the transliteration of the Jesus, where it says in verse 21, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. It's a transliteration. I almost started speaking in tongues, you know. King James does that to me. Transliteration of the Hebrew Joshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation, is the Savior. See? So let's keep going. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So we see Mary was a virgin. And we need to honor Mary. Can you imagine all of a sudden you're doing whatever you're doing, imagining yourself as a young virgin, okay, and all of a sudden an angel appears to you. That would freak you out in the first place, you know, unless you were Joseph Smith of the false religion and Mormons, you know, and it just happens. And then he says, you're going to have a baby. But I haven't known the man. We'll see that. But Mary's heart, she offers herself. That's worship. Even whether it's then, see, there's some things that are transdispensational. Don't forget, we got to make divisions, rightly divide the word. But true worship is what does Paul say? In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is the idea is your logical act of worship or service. And that word service has the idea of worship. So we need to honor her, you know, because, you know, she knew what she was going to face, right? What happened in that day? See, today, even today, sometimes you get a little shunned if you get pregnant out of marriage. But overall, it's not a big thing. Most people accept it. Back then, you got shamed, you know. And she said, you know, here I am. So we'll look at that. go to Luke 1, 26 through 38. Luke 1, 26 through 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, get that? A virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her, and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. Now, does this mean Mary was a greater woman than all other women? That maybe she should almost be prayed to or lifted up equal to Christ? No. Why was she going to be blessed? Because it would be her body that Christ would come through. And remember, she's not Jesus' mother in eternity. Christ existed before the manger. I don't know if some people know that. You know? She was his mother according to the flesh. And we'll see why it's so important, the virgin birth. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Well, like I said, what if an angel appeared to you? And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. Oh, I lost my place now. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David. So wasn't this prophesied? Wasn't this known? Wasn't it? It was God's plan for who? The nation Israel, a king would come, a Messiah, a Redeemer, right? And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Who reigns over a kingdom? A king. For there shall be, of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Any liberals out there? Are you listening? She said she was a virgin. I think she knows more than all these so-called, quote, scholars, unquote, liberal. How far did I say I'm going to go? To 48. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. Now I want you to look at the next verse and see how people use this verse out of context. And this should remind you another place where the same thing is said. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Don't you hear on the radio and TV, God make you rich, you he all the time, because with God, nothing's impossible. Right? That's not the context, is it?
No.
And you know the other time where Christ was saying about salvation, and he's telling the guy, well, what should I do in that? And in there, he says, what's the law say? You know? And then they says, well, how can anyone be saved? With man, maybe not. But with God, all things possible. It's about salvation. It's got nothing to do with cash in your pocket and always, you know, being healthy. Context is very important, isn't it, Dave? Amen. Context. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Look at her attitude. I'm a handmaid. Not, ooh, look at me, worship me, pray to me. No, right? The handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word, and the angel depart from her. Now look in 47. Because there's a teaching that Mary couldn't have had a sin nature, right? Because then Christ would have a sin nature, right? So you got the Immaculate Conception. You have Mary doesn't have a sin nature. That's what is taught. Because human philosophy will do that to you. If you don't let the Word of God teach your mind, develop your theology. Theology is a study of God. And if you don't rightly divide the word, you're going to be really confused. Look at verse 47. And my spirit, this is Mary, rejoice in God my Savior. Who needs a Savior?
A sinner.
Thank you. There's another thing. So one thing, we're going to find out the sin nature doesn't come through the woman. The women are going, amen, amen. Looking at their husbands. I see you're a sin. But she has a sin nature. Sorry. I mean, so many look like my wife. She looks so sweet. She don't look like she does, but I guarantee you we both got sin natures. Because we're going to find out in a sec, in a minute, that the sin nature is passed through the man. That sin DNA. So Mary could have a sin nature, but since it's passed through to man, she doesn't pass it on to Christ. Christ was born without sin. So let's look at Luke 7, 14. I always try and stay away from the back of this because I know how short I must look. You probably just see like my head or why don't, I'm kind of like a gypsy preacher anyway. I move a lot. Okay, I said Luke 7:14. You know what? I gotta have the wrong verse. That's the wrong verse. You ever do that, Dave? All right, let's go to 9:6. Luke 9:6-7. God can use the foolish things of this world. Thank God. Nope. Different message. We're going to look and see. There's another teaching that we want to deal with, because if we're going to celebrate the incarnation, we need to celebrate true facts, right? Yeah. Not fables, not traditions that people go, but my church goes back 2,000 years and they've been teaching us. Well, for 2,000 years you've been teaching wrong, right? How long's a lie take, like evolution? oh, give you billions of years and it makes it true. No. A lie is a lie. I don't care if it's been a lie 2,000 years. We got a lie going back to Genesis. What? That you can be as gods. You can be like God, right? And that's still going. Ain't nobody telling me what to do because I'm my own man, you know, or my own woman. That's a sin nature. Let's go to, we're going to see, Mary had other children. Not, remember, she was a virgin and Joseph waited till after the Christ was born. But then they had a regular marriage, you know. It wasn't, what is it, what do they call it, about her virginity, the perpetual virginity. See, if we let the Bible teach us, if we claim we love God or, you know, we want to know truth, then this is the truth. She said, you'll know the truth, truth will set you free. So look at Galatians 1, 18 and 19. Everybody raise your hand when you get it. No. Now everybody raise your hand and start. 30 seconds. It keeps people awake. So Galatians 1, 18, 19. This is Paul talking about when he went up to Jerusalem. After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now, I've talked to people about this that believe that Mary didn't have other children. And they'll say, well, they didn't have a word for cousin or brother. Oh, yeah, they do. You know? James was the Lord's brother. So if he was the Lord's brother, and if you see the other apostles, so he wasn't talking about his brothers hanging around with, you know. James was his physical brother. Let's look at, see, don't just go to one verse. Matthew 13, 54 to 56. This Bible's still kind of new. It's kind of hard to get to. What did I say? Matthew 13, I'm sorry. Now this is Jesus' brothers. You say, how would they feel like this? You know what they're telling them? Why don't you go down to the city and get self-killed? Well, you'll see that when we read it. You say, boy, what kind of brothers is that, right? Well, how'd you like to have a perfect brother? Why don't you be more like Jesus? You ever have somebody like that, an older one? Why can't you be more like her, your older sister? You know? And he lives perfectly, and he loves them perfectly. But see, the flesh don't like love. Not God's kind of love. It likes self-love. But anyway, so this is what they're telling them. Let's see. 13:54-56. And when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in the synagogues, and it's so much that they were astonished and said, whence has this man wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son, talking about Joseph, is not his mother called Mary? And listen to this, and his brethren, James and Jose and Simon and Judas and his sisters. Jesus had sisters too. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence this man all these things? Where'd he get all this stuff? He's from our town. That's Joseph and Mary's kid. We know his brothers and sisters. Jesus had brothers and sisters. So is there this perpetual, whatever that's called, virginity of Mary? No. Don't make her out. Honor her, yes. But don't make her out to be something she ain't. Amen. And especially don't bring in, because you know what happens? Error begets error. And what came out later? That she's mediator, if you want. That you pray to her to get to Christ. No. There's what scripture say? There's one mediator between man and God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, there's another verse for your notes, Psalm 69:8. I'm not going to go there. So, now we're going to look at, well, if Mary was a sinner, like all humankind, right? And she was. Then why wasn't Christ born with the sin nature? Because, again, the sin nature is not passed on to their children by the mother, but through the man. Christ didn't have a human father. Joseph was the stepfather. Go to Romans 5:12. So when we understand this, we don't got to stretch something, right? Or make up some false tradition. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man, who's that? Adam. If you look at the whole context of the chapter. Whereby as one man, sin entered the world, into the world, and death by sin. Now let me ask some. It entered through man, it's passed through man, but are women going to die? Yes. Eventually, unless the rapture comes. Then that means you got a sin nature because sin brings death. And all men are going to die unless the rapture. And so death passed upon all men, and I believe that's generic humankind, for that all have sinned. So it shows something. We're born sinners. See, born in fallen human race. And it's passed through Adam, our greatest granddaddy. And we can't change that. That's why we don't just want to stop at the incarnation, because that ain't the end of the story. See, he was born for another reason, wasn't he? He's the only person who was born to die. So what? That we might live. How do we live? By his death? No. That cleared the decks. That dealt with sin. We live through his resurrection. We have a resurrection life. Now Christ in us, expressing himself out of us. That is the Christian life. And it's lived by grace. So let's look at... So what's the miracle, the true miracle of Christmas? Since we got some errors around it. And some people don't, and I respect they don't celebrate Christmas. If you're celebrating it because your own conviction. But if you're not celebrating it because you think you're more spiritual than them carnal believers, let me tell you something. Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas. And they don't celebrate their birthdays. So are they more spiritual than you? That's a cult, and they're members of a cult. See, again, be convicted by your own heart. If you don't, you don't. And that's okay. But don't judge the ones. Because I see on Facebook, man, and you got these people that it's a Pharisaical attitude to me. It's fine if you're convicted in your own heart, and you shouldn't do it. And I'm not going to judge you. But those who lay it out there like they're the spiritual, it's none but a Pharisaical attitude. God, remember the two men went in the temple to pray? Tax collector, oh God, be merciful to me. In the Greek, be propitious to me, a sinner. And he went away justified. The Pharisee says, oh, I don't do this. Look at him. And he rolled his lip up, the sinner. And it said he was praying to himself. God wasn't even listening. So like I said, let's not judge one another and bring division. Let's respect each other's own convictions. But what I'm celebrating is the incarnation. And what I want to say is, if somebody doesn't celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, on Christmas Day, because we don't know, I know all the facts, I study. I know he wasn't born on December 25th. He was born probably sometime in September. But if you don't, you know, in the Berean Searchlight, Paul Sadler had some. He said, we celebrate Abraham Lincoln, don't we? We celebrate the 4th of July, don't we? We celebrate the man, Abraham Lincoln. And if I was adopted and didn't know my actual birthday, could I not give myself another day that I chose and celebrate my birthday? By the way, my birthday is May 22nd, so presents are always welcome. No. For the video, my address. No. I always like to get a little bit of humor. We can have fun while we learn, right? Let's look at John 1:1-3. And let's not forget, us who understand right division, you know, I'll say rightly dividers, if Jesus didn't come, because he was God the Son, right? But he incarnated, he put on earth suit, if you want. Yeah, without sin. How could he die for us? How could he reveal then to Paul the mystery that was hidden other ages? See, so we can celebrate his birth. And it's a miracle. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So again, words are very important. In the beginning was the Word. Who's the Word? Jesus, right? And the Word was with God. You know what that means? In the Greek, face-to-face interaction. So those who don't believe in the Trinity, I don't know what to do with this stuff. Because it's clear. And the Word was God. So God the Son and God the Father in eternity past had interaction, relationship. You know, the world's looking for unity and diversity, aren't they? And they're trying to bring it by coexist. Let's get the Buddhists together, the Muslims, the Christians, all these different. It can. In the Trinity, see, Satan's got his stuff, right? And God had got his stuff. There's only two stores in town. In the Trinity, you find unity and diversity. One God, Father God, Son God, Holy Spirit God. One God and three persons. And people say, you know, one and one and one, you're... And they like to do that. Jehovah's Witnesses like that. They're saying three gods. No. One times one times one equals one. Now look at the Son God, right? He existed before anything was created. We'll see that in a minute. And in verse 14, what's it say? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son, I'm sorry, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Remember Jesus said, when the one apostle says, show us the Father? He must have been from Missouri, a Jew from Missouri, right? So you got to show me, right? And what did Jesus say? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You know why? Here's something to learn that's transdispensational. Jesus made his humanity, see, he was God. Yet he chose not to use his godly attributes because he could have stayed in heaven and been God, right? But he came to reveal the Father. And he offered his human body to God, and the Father God, he expressed himself through him. What do? Offer our bodies as a living sacrifice? Christ in you, expressing himself out of you. That's something to learn. So he took on human flesh. Can you imagine? I mean, the wisdom, The things that we can't, you know, it's God's complete wisdom is unsearchable. Now we have His wisdom, the mystery, and His will. We can search it out in the Scriptures. But God knows so much. Imagine even to write a book. He's infinite. He knows everything, right? And He's got to break this book down so you can understand it. Imagine the wisdom it took for that. You ever try and explain delicate things or very complicated things to a three-year-old? But God gave us a book so we can understand it. So look at, I'm going to have to jump a lot of verses, Dave. then you think Christ had a baptism, more than one. He had a baptism at the cross. Remember he said, I have a baptism that he was stressed out about, that was cross. He got water baptized, didn't he? What was water baptism to the nation Israel? Because we have what? Spirit baptism. We're baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. The one baptism, right? One faith, one Lord, one baptism. So what's one baptism for us today? But for Israel, what was baptism for? Cleansing. Confession of sins. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Peter's program for the nation Israel, right? And you'll receive the Holy Spirit. When do we receive the Holy Spirit? The moment we believe. Why did Christ get baptized if He wasn't a sinner? Because He was identifying with humanity, our sins. See? But did you ever hear Him bring a sacrifice? For Himself? No. And what happened, Christ, when He came into the world, He identified with us. We would have been lost. The whole human race was lost. They rebelled, right, in the Garden of Eden. And Christ, you had the Council of the Trinity in time past, decided, Father said, I'll send my Son. While we were still sinners, what? Were you a lady and a gentleman? Well, I'm a good person. I think I'll get into heaven because my good works outweigh my bad. No, we were sinners, rebels, born that way, stained with sin. We bleach couldn't wash it off. Mr. Clean couldn't get it. It took the blood of Christ. And the Son says, I'll go. See, the Father didn't force Him because He knew you didn't have a chance. You would have been in hell. I would have been in hell. You would have been in hell. If not for Him coming and purchasing our redemption. Amen. He took on human flesh. He was rich, being worshipped by the angels, wasn't He? Yeah. They knew who He was, and He came to what? Be rejected by His own people. Born in the stable, they didn't have room for Him. How many today ain't got room for Him in their lives, right? Amen. Young people, oh, that's... you know, that's for my mom and my dad. You know. No, hell is real. There's two places to go. If we, you know, Christ did everything, didn't He? He died on the cross. And then God desires all men to be saved. And then what? Come to the knowledge of the truth. Understand His grace, how to rightly divide His word so you don't get it confused. But God won't force anyone. The Holy Spirit woos you. How many young girls or even guys, I used to like when a lady let me know that they like me. You know, that way I don't make a fool of myself, you know. But the Holy Spirit woos us and convicts our hearts. But God, forced love is what? Rape. God will not spiritually rape us, the Holy Spirit. He did everything and He offers His hand. And in His hand comes life in Christ. But we can think other things are more important. Not just young people. They just think they got forever to live. Every day on Facebook I'm reading young people dying. And then what about others? They just, I'll do it later. Sometime there ain't later. Let me just do one more verse. Well, let me just tell you. It says in Colossians, this is about Christ. All things were created by him and for him. Christ created everything. Then the God-man, that's the miracle and the celebration of the incarnation. Took on flesh so he could go and die in our place. And a lot of people know the facts. Oh yeah, I believe Jesus died on the cross. You know, he died for sins. But have you ever realized he died for you? He died for my sins. You're not saved just knowing facts. It's when you trust. Place your faith in that fact. And the one thing, I want you to go to Romans, we'll be in with this. Romans 16:25. See, we learn, Paul said all scriptures is for our learning, right? For our comfort. So we look back there and we see the birth of Christ. And there was something that was known, right? It was known in time past. Didn't the prophets say a virgin will be with child? And what? He would die for their people. But God had a secret, right? Paul said that was hid from before the world began. The dispensation of grace, the body of Christ. And so we learn in that, but we don't know Christ as the babe in the manger anymore. We don't know him as our king and our Messiah. That was Israel. Who do we know him as? And this is what's wrong in the church today. They mix programs, and you get this confused message. Romans 16:25. And this is why their lives aren't established in grace. They're up and down, feeling condemned. Now to him that is of power to establish you, the idea is establish you. You know what that means? A balanced, settled, solid, immovable spiritual condition and walk. Now you know what that means? Let's read it again. Now to him that is able of power to establish you according to my gospel. Whose gospel? Paul's. His God, the 12 were preaching the gospel of the kingdom, a gospel that was going to, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, right? Paul wasn't preaching that message. My gospel, and what? The preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of mystery. That's how we know Christ. How do you preach him today? Do you preach him as what he taught on the law to Israel? Or do you preach him as what? Jesus Christ according to the revelation and mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. So that's why I'm saying we can go back and learn things. You can go back to Genesis. If you don't know Genesis, you won't know why Christ died from the fall. I just want to end with this. Remember, this, if you're going to celebrate today or on the 25th, remember this. The best gift won't be under the tree. It's the one who was hung on a tree. Made from a tree. You know, for me, I think of giving, we in my family give gifts because I think of God gave. When we're, what God demonstrates is love while we're still sinners. What? Christ died for us. Let's rejoice in the incarnation and think about it. It's really such a wonderful miracle. And instead of whining, I want to be nice because I want to respect other people's opinion. Instead of bickering, instead of complaining about Christians celebrating Christmas, why don't we use this time to share Christ? Yeah. Why people are thinking about him. Oh, I'm with that. Let's pray. And we have a special song by the Faith I call them Ladies of Grace. So they're going to come up after during the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, oh Lord, your wisdom. It's just astounding, God. You're the only one who can keep that wonder we had as a child. Because in this world, things get old. We think if we just get our career, our education, I'll be happy. Or if I get this much money, or if I just meet somebody, that right person, and we find out after a while, it can't fulfill that inner needs. Because only in you, in your Son, do we find unconditional love, perfect acceptance, meaning and purpose for life. Lord, help us just to keep that wonder as we look at our Heavenly Father, and what you've accomplished through your son, and just rejoicing in that, and meditating on it, and studying your word so we can see what are your thoughts and your heart. That's the only way we can truly know you. And help us to learn more and more how to rightly divide it, so we'll see your purpose and plans for us today in the dispensation of grace, that we'll know how to walk in your spirit. And I pray, Father, if there is one within the sound of my voice, Father, whether in this church, whether on audio, whether on video, that has never trusted in Christ. Maybe they've been trying to be good. They've been brought up in church, but they've never trusted in Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that they'll just, you said it's by grace through faith, it's a gift to be received, not to be earned, not by works. I pray today they'll make sure that, settle that fact, because it's too late when we leave this world. And for us, Father, who know you, I pray that you'll teach us, just motivate us by your grace and your unconditional love to offer ourselves daily, moment by moment, as a living sacrifice to truly worship you. And Father, we come short every day, and I thank you that you're faithful. When we fall on our face, you don't leave us there. You lift us up, and you see us in Christ, never changing, completely justified. That's why you can use us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So the ladies are going to come up and bless us with the song. She's a little pushy, you know? Get out the way. You're over.
First, I have a form. It was on this wise, the birth of Christ. Mary was with child when she left her father's house, realizing that she must tell the man that she was a spouse in words full of joy and praise and peace and contentment. She explained to her husband, but this all meant. Joseph, being the just man, knowing that she would not mind, hid his wife in all who were gossip and prophet. While asleep in the spirit, dreaming as men will do, his mind meditating upon these days of prophecy, his wife to bear upon her knees, the Son of God, the hope of all humanity. Who am I, Lord, that you will put such a burden on me? His words were simple to Joseph, to be sure. All things must be done according to his plan. For salvation to come to this world, he must be born a God-man. His name will be one we will all recognize. Jesus, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Son of God. You see, there were things these two must yet endure. Joseph's job was to protect and to comfort her. So Joseph arose without question and did exactly what he was told. And when Christ was born, the angels did rejoice, the sun, the moon, and stars resounding their voice. Three shepherds from the field and one small boy with the drum were told of his birth and where they should come. And as they stood in the doorway, these three strangers, they beheld a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and a manger. The angels still singing his praises from above, his parents looking on him and worshiping him in love. All the hosts of creation, all there is, was, and ever shall be, fall down before him upon their knees. Evil King Herod, that man on the throne, he sent three wise men with frankincense, gold, and myrrh. His desire was to end Christ's reign before it began, but such are the plans of mice and men. Now these wise men spent 2 years on their journey with no map or soothsayer or prophet thus far. They believed and followed the new North Star. And when they found the child, they had no idea whom they would meet until they looked into his eyes and fell on his feet. And they gave him the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh, and they worshipped and adored the Savior of the world. Now in a dream, the night before their departure, they were warned never to utter one word of what they'd seen. No, not to anyone, especially the king. And Joseph, beholding his son in love and grace, was warned of the spirit that he must leave this place called Bethlehem, where his king was born. He must once again hide his wife and his son. And Joseph did as all dads should, and he taught him the skills of his father in wood. But the day soon came when he must leave home, and Christ must begin to suffer and die alone. But death is defeated, and 3 days hence, his resurrection was sure. His blood he poured on the mercy seat for all and for all who were here, no matter how far, no matter how near, the greatest story ever told of love and salvation and grace personified, brought only to you by the man of God.
Amen.
Your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
Oh, 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 oh,
Mary, did you know?
Oh, 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 oh,
Mary, did you know?
Oh, oh, oh,
Mary, did you know?
The deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Mary, did you know?
Did you know?
Oh.